Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. Hello everyone, today with us is Fernando from Mexico, and he's gonna tell us something more about his master's degree in sustainable finance and accounting. So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and what led you to pursue a master's degree in management and sustainable finance and accounting at Leuphana University in Germany?
Sure, moin. Thank you very much, Julia, for this space. I am very happy to be here. I am Fernando Aguilera. I consider myself as a climate warrior, and I am studying a master in science in management and sustainable accounting and finance at Leuphana University of Lüneburg. I am very enthusiastic for biodiversity and climate protection, and I am skilled in carbon pricing and carbon emissions systems, for instance, carbon taxes and emissions trading systems. Before coming to Leuphana, I made a bachelor in international trade in Universidad de Guanajuato in Mexico. And before that, I started a bachelor in earth science in another university at UNAM, but then I finished it into international trade. After graduating, I was working for 2.5 years in an organization that is part of the Mexican Stock Exchange. And my job was to design and implement carbon pricing instrument for entities in the Latin American and the Caribbean region, for instance, Mexico for sure, and many subnational governments, but also Argentina, Trinidad and Tobago, Panama, many other regions in the Latin American and the Caribbean country that are also looking for solutions for tackling climate changes and getting financial resources for climate finance. Therefore, I clearly understood the need to connect science with the financial markets and the business economics world, because in order to reach the Paris Agreement goals, which Germany is part of and many other countries in all around the world, we really need to look for into science and of course to drive solutions based in science. And this is also the case for sustainable accounting and finance. So I'm very happy to be here, and I'm very happy studying this master program at Leuphana University of Lüneburg.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, wow. That's actually a really big background. So I guess there was many factors contributing to your decision to come here. And why Leuphana exactly? Why did you choose this university?
I have to say that I was accepted into other European universities, specifically in the UK. But I made my final decisions to Leuphana because of the research approach into sustainable and accounting and finance, and also because our master program is aligned with the Principle for Responsible Management of Education from the United Nations. I also wanted to enroll in a very innovative and future-oriented Master of Science program. And finally, I visited Germany in 2020 before the COVID-19 pandemic started, and I really wanted to come back to study to Germany. Actually, in my home university, in Universidad de Guanajuato, this university is very connected to Germany, into another university in another part of Germany. And I wanted to make an exchange for my final semester. But then COVID started, and everybody knows then what happened around the world. But I'm very happy to be here at Leuphana 3 years after the situation, and now that everything is much better.
So what has been the most challenging aspect and what has been the most rewarding for you?
Thank you, Julia. I have to say, everybody knows it. One of the most challenging aspects of being in Germany is, of course, the weather, especially when you come from warmer countries such as Mexico. But I also have to say that this is very rewarding because, for instance, in my case, it was the very first winter that I faced in my life.
And really?
I also found it very beautiful. It's just very different from my background in Mexico, that is a very warm country. So in another term, I also think that something that is very difficult from my background is the education system. In Germany, you have to be more self-oriented to learning by yourself. And I think that I really like it because this was something that I had been already making back in Mexico. I think that the most rewarding opportunity that you may have here at Loifana is that really you are in one of the most recognized universities into sustainability topics. And of course, this is also the case for management and sustainable accounting and finance. So I think that the more effort you put in your studies is like making an investment for also your future.
That's really interesting point of view, especially the fact that the most challenging for you has been the weather. Yeah, I can't relate because I'm from Poland, so the weather is even worse, I think. Yeah, it's slightly colder during the winter and I think slightly warmer sometimes during the summer. So yeah, that's not a very good combination. But yeah, it's interesting to get to know your perspective on that. Okay, so now I would like to ask you if you can give us a brief overview of your coursework and what you've been studying in your program.
Yes, for sure. The Master in Science in Management and Sustainable Accounting and Finance. It's a research-based Master in Science, of course, program. And it's very aligned into relevant topics in sustainable and also social issues. Nowadays, the master is structured in this manner. In the first semester, you will learn about qualitative research methods to develop research in maybe in the future, and you also get the basics, for instance, corporate finance, financial and non-financial reporting, and also management studies. For instance, in my experience, in my first semester, I am learning about how to use management control system to implement sustainable development, specifically to the sustainable development goals. I am also very interested into the complementary studies. For instance, I am studying about the environmental justice in conservation and development and how we can use solutions for this topic in relevant markets, for instance, carbon markets and forestry carbon markets that are very relevant for developing countries. And also my favorite topic so far has been accounting and finance. I am in this semester learning about integrated reporting and sustainability reporting that in my opinion, and also according to many researchers and studies, this is the future for organizations in the future. So in the next semester, you will learn about quantitative methods to improve your researchings, of course, and the master program also encourages you to go further in the third semester for an exchange in another university. This can be, for instance, in Europe, or this can be in another country. And this is also very interesting for me, for sure, because you as an international student also have this opportunity. And finally, for your final semester, the fourth semester, you are going to drive your master thesis. It has to be, for sure, empirical and also like with a research perspective. And if you like it, just as me, here at Loifana, you can have the opportunity to continue your studies with a PhD through the doctoral track. So I really find this very interesting for starting your academic life here in Germany and also in Loifana, in these very relevant sustainable accounting and finance topics that are just driving the path for the future in organizations and in the business world.
And are you planning to actually continue here at Loifana after your master's? Like, do you want to do your doctorate here?
Yeah, I mean, I have to say that it is very early maybe to say completely yes. But I am very happy when I think about the future and I would think about making a PhD here at Loifana. Mm-hmm. I am very into, as I mentioned, into biodiversity and climate protection topics. And just last year in Canada, there was like a new agreement in the world that is kind of like the Paris Agreement. Paris Agreement is for climate, and the COP15 agreement is for biodiversity. So there will be many, many opportunities for business and finance, and for sure also for researching, to really implement this global solution for protecting biodiversity. And I think, in my opinion, that Loifana is the right place to be to make excellent research in this topic.
Mm-hmm. So this course is fully aligning with your career goals so far, right?
Yes, totally. I mean, before coming here, as I mentioned, I was working into climate issues, like, for instance, carbon taxes and emissions trading systems. And this is what I want to make for my future. For me, it's clear. I mean, I have been into climate protection and biodiversity protection and also environmental education for many, 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 many years. So for me, there's no option. It's like, I don't know what else to do. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy it. I have to say that I think that is kind of the right place to be and the right time to be.
Okay. Okay, my next question. How have you adapted to the German education system and culture shocks?
Thank you. This is a very interesting question. So far, my experience in Germany has been very, very, very positive. And I also have some kind of advantage because I had the opportunity to visit Germany before. And I also had many friends in Mexico, like German friends that were making an exchange in my university at Guanajuato. So I had like a very initial experience in the German culture. I have to say that I really like it. And therefore, I have been studying German for almost one and a half years back in Mexico. And here I have the opportunity to improve my German skills. I have to say also that it is very different from I can say it, warmer cultures, for instance, in Mexico. In Mexico, people are just very nice and friendly and everybody are just so warm. But yeah, I mean, here in Germany, it doesn't mean that people are not like that. It just means that people maybe are more reserved, but I don't know if I am just very lucky. Everybody here has been so nice to me, especially people from Lüneburg. And I can share you my experience of my previous landlord. She was a very nice person from here, from Lüneburg. She was very helpful. She was very, do you need something? How can I make your experience here in Germany better? How can I teach you like the basis for the German life? It's a lot of bureaucracy, I have to say. And it's not that this is not something back to Mexico. It's just like the same but different. Mm-hmm. So yeah, sometimes you get shocked. Sometimes you just feel like, I don't know, like just very confused. But whenever the time goes by, you will learn to adapt. I mean, adaptation in climate and in life is very important. So
yes,
you
that's
have
true.
To make it.
So basically, you didn't really have any major issues so far with adapting to the new culture for you and new education system. That's good to hear that you had some positive experiences with that. But focusing a little bit more about my question about culture shocks, what are the ones that you noticed the most?
I have to say I have one experience that just happened yesterday. You know, I am also a very reserved person, I have to say. And sometimes this is tricky, of course, in a culture like Mexico, because, for instance, I enjoy the silence. I am not like going outside every time. I don't know, like a very much party person. And in Mexico, everybody is totally the opposite. So sometimes people were just like, hey, are you fine? Or are you just, you don't like us? But I was just like, no, it's like, I just more reserved. So when I came here and I find like people are more reserved and they like silence and they are like more into, I don't know, like first steps and then you know like the very important part of the person, I was like, wow, I really like it. You know, and it was like, okay, so maybe I can fit into the culture here. Also, of course, being international is a different perspective. And in regarding to this, something that I just realized that it was like, wow, this is happening. It's like here in Germany, I mean, maybe it's because I am international, but nobody hugs you. You know, in Mexico, it's like whenever you know somebody or in the work or in every place, you say hi to somebody and you give a hug. So I just realized it here yesterday. I had to move to another place and my landlord, I was sad because I was saying goodbye and she hugged me. And I just realized it like, wow, this is something that I maybe would like to have more in Germany. But yeah, I mean, of course. Yeah. And I just got it like, wow. It's been like 4 months here and nobody gets like physical contact. And I really like it. I have to say it again.
Yeah, well, so that's a very interesting message. Good that we're recording that. Let's say that officially to every German person listening, we need more hugs. So please notice that. Yeah, hug your international friends and maybe not just international ones. Yeah, so that's really interesting what you just said. So what advice would you give to other international students who are considering studying here in Germany?
Oh, this is a very good opportunity to use my voice. The first advice that I will give to you is please don't be afraid. Yeah, it will be challenging. It is challenging only to look for the information and all of the requirements that you have to comply for getting here to study in Germany are in Leuphana. But it is also very rewarding. So please don't be afraid to be brave and to use your voice and to ask for help. In my opinion, there are many, many, many resources and very nice people who are working here, who are willing to support you and to help you to go to your professional, but also personal goals. So yeah, I mean, of course, if you have some basics in German, this will be good. I mean, the basic like hello and ich bin Fernando and blah blah blah, this is like also a good start. So try to use also your German. It doesn't matter if it is not very good, because it's the same case for me in Mexico. When I find somebody in Mexico that is really trying to speak Spanish, I would be more nice to that person because he or she is really trying. So I have just realized that this is the case also in Germany. I mean, ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch, my German is not very good. But whenever I try to speak, I feel that people are like more nice because they are recognizing that you are making that effort, in my opinion. So also, as I mentioned, use all of the resources that Leuphana is giving to you. You know, we have a graduate school where coaches can get you to get to know where to go in your professional career. There are many opportunities also for working at Leuphana and also in other organizations, for instance, as a research assistant. I had this opportunity and I'm just very happy and I feel so lucky to be having this opportunity. There is an international office and everybody here will support you with any issue that you may have. And there is a very friendly atmosphere with the international community and with also German and non-German persons here at Leuphana, in my opinion. And yeah, I mean, my suggestion will be just like, use all of these resources that you already have. If you are here at Leuphana, if you have been accepted, it's because you deserve to be here.
Okay, yeah, that's really great advice. But coming back to your master's degree here, I wanted to ask you, how is this experience here of doing your master's shaping already your career and your future career plans?
Thank you. Well, I have to say in sustainable accounting and finance, there are many, many, many challenges and opportunities regarding to the business world. For instance, we have greenwashing behavior. There are stranded assets, for instance, these oil companies that will be maybe with less value in the future, but are very relevant for places like such as Mexico. We have market-based solutions like emissions trading systems and also the voluntary carbon markets that are very good for driving financial resources to countries such as Mexico. And also, for instance, here in Europe, there is an emissions trading system that is almost 20 years old, and it's a massive way to drive financial resources for climate solutions. But also, there are many challenges because this solution has to be based on science. If not, I am very sorry, but we may be wasting very, very important time. And I think, in my opinion, here in Leuphana, the researchers of our institution are researching into these topics and not only researching. It's also very inspiring for me because I see my professors, I see them speaking to the government, going to conferences, using their voice also to be heard into the society. And this is very important because here in Germany, in Europe, in Mexico, in North America, anywhere you go, you have to listen to the voice of people who really knows what is going on.
Yeah, that's really interesting message. But regarding that, what do you think are some of the biggest challenges and opportunities facing the field of sustainable finance and accounting?
Thank you, Julia. In my opinion, the biggest challenge, as I've mentioned, is the greenwashing behavior and also the overregulation that is happening. This is the case in many parts of the world. And this is not only my opinion. This is also based in researching, for instance, from professors such as Professor Dr. Patrick Feltig here at Leuphana.
Oh, I have financial accounting with him.
Sorry?
I have financial accounting with him.
Oh, yeah, just to say you know him. Yeah, I mean,
it's a very difficult exam, I need to
yeah,
say.
But he's also excellent. But yeah, I mean, you have to study a lot with him.
Yes.
So, there are many, many, many opportunities because, yeah, these are big issues. And sometimes we, the youth people, get very frustrated. And I can totally understand this feeling because this is also how I feel. I am very frustrated when I see that you use your voice and nothing is changing. So therefore, I see a golden opportunity in the COP15 agreement, as I mentioned you, that is just a global basis and is also coming from United Nations. Again, this is like our new Paris Agreement for biodiversity protection. And this is very relevant for countries such as Mexico, because we are a mega biodiverse country. We have a lot of biodiversity into reptiles, into birds, of course, into ocean and also into ocean life. So I have to tell you, I have a little nephew, and my nephew is 2 years old, and he will be in some years 20, 24 years old, and I may be like 40, 40 something. I don't want to tell him, okay, you can go to school and you can get super rich and you can have your own company and go to the moon if you want, but you cannot see my favorite animal that I had when I was young. You cannot see the wolves, you cannot see the sharks in the ocean, they are just gone. I don't want to make him feel that I didn't make any effort.
You mentioned that one of the biggest issues of today is greenwashing. I find it really interesting because it's something that we are experiencing all the time, even without being aware of it. For example, I used to have a chance, let's say, to work restaurant. I remember that even for portraying themselves as green, because they don't use plastic straws anymore, they don't produce plastic toys, they produce paper ones. I remember while working there, I was all the time seeing that they're throwing away lots of like breakfast food. Wow. At the moment, in the minute where it was lunch time, so the regular options, it was like kilograms of food each day. And yeah, that was really heartbreaking to see. And I think they were doing it because of it was just the easiest choice for them due to some law regulations that shouldn't really exist, that it's just so difficult to actually organize something like giving food away for free without any like legal consequences of that. So yeah, I find it really, really interesting that you mentioned that. Same goes with the paper straws that I remember were all covered in like a plastic wrap.
Yes.
So that's all just ridiculous. And yeah, and there's so many other companies and restaurants and where they just throw away all the food whenever the termination day,
yeah,
something like that
recommended.
is getting close to, even if they're in good shape. So yeah, it would be really good to see that this could actually change in the future, and yeah, probably thanks to actions of people like you, I guess. Yeah.
Wow, thank you. This is very inspiring. And yeah, I mean, I also have seen this example that you mentioned. This happens in a small basis. These are examples of greenwashing, but it also happens in a corporate basis, and this is where things get very tricky. For instance, as you mentioned, I have also seen it here in Germany. Like, there is a lot of waste in food, and also in other countries or in Europe. I had the opportunity to be in Sweden, and I was just in a very nice restaurant, and I remember going outside the restaurant, and there were like literally half of the plates left over. And I was like, okay, this is not right, not only because it's food, and in my opinion, we should not waste food, also because this food will turn into greenhouse gases emissions if they are not treated in the correct manner that they should be. Also, something that I don't really understand sometimes, I mean, I am trying to learn, I have to say, is like, for instance, we go to the supermarket and there are very good food, like it's like super vegan and this, and they are also more expensive than the regular food, and everybody buys it because they are trying to be like super good for the environment, and I also want to be. But then you see like, okay, this has come from, I don't know, like from South America, from Colombia, like a fruit, or I don't know, from Asia. So whenever your food travels more than you in order to be eaten, in my opinion, maybe it could be more sustainable, you know? Because at the same time, you have local food produced here in Germany, and you have a lot of very good fruits. I love the apples from Lüneburg, for instance. And what you mentioned, the name of these organizations, I think is very, very, very relevant for tackling these kind of behaviors. And I remember that, again, that the person that I told you before, that she is here from Lüneburg, she told me about this. The name is Food Sharing, I think. And also there is an app where you as a student can go and buy like this kind of food that, as you said, is still good. It is not like it is not going to harm you or to make any damage to you. It is just because the color is not that nice, I mean, in the moment. But yeah, I mean, you can save this food. And believe me, if you make this, this will also have a positive impact on tackling climate changes. Because whenever we are wasting food, we are putting greenhouse gases emissions into the atmosphere. And one of these greenhouse gases emissions is methane. Everybody also in the corporate world talks about CO2, carbon dioxide, but nobody talks about methane that is produced, for instance, by the cows whenever they are eating. Methane heats the atmosphere 28 times more, according to the IPCC. And there are also other things such as black carbon. Black carbon is produced, for instance, when you are using wood to heat your home. Black carbon, it's a very big problem because it also goes to your lungs. And whenever, I mean, according to many researchers, whenever you are breathing this and you are exposing to these particles in a long term, it can be bad also for your health. And this is for the health, but for the climate, black carbon can heat the atmosphere 900 times more than the same amount of carbon dioxide. So am I now asking to the people who are speaking to us, yeah, we have to care about CO2 emissions, but and yeah, we have to care about being green and go vegan and protecting the rights of the animals, for sure, this is very important. But we also have to listen to the science-based solutions because, yeah, we have no more time for greenwashing.
That's true. And like, I think it's good that you're talking about it because especially we students, sometimes we might be not aware of it, even though we're trying to be more sustainable, more environmentally friendly. There's many things that we just don't know about, like those greenwashing actions. We're just sometimes not aware. And the only way that leads to this awareness is, yeah, I think talking about it. So yeah, it's good that you mentioned that.
And for me, there is no other path. I mean, I also like it. I don't know, coffee, and I play the guitar and I sing it, but I see this as like my personal life, but I want to make in my professional life, it's like really to feel that I can contribute with something to what is going on in the world.
My last question is, have you ever doubted your decision to study here in Germany?
Of course not. Of course not. I have no doubt. I mean, I am the kind of guy that is like, okay, if you take it and if something happens, you will find a solution for everything. Yeah, sometimes I'm just very risky or I don't know, like silly. But this is what I have been doing for so many, many, many years. And I never regret of my decisions, especially being here at Leuphana and in Germany. Because for me, it's a golden opportunity to be here. And I can see, I mean, telling you, from 4 months ago when I arrived to Germany to now, I have learned so many things that I can call my friends tomorrow, I mean, who are still working in financial markets, and this information will be very useful for them. So yeah, I mean, if this is how I feel in 4 months in Germany and in Leuphana, I cannot wait to see how I'm going to feel when I finish my master program or maybe when I start my PhD. So just knock the doors, and we say in Mexico, ya tienes el no, it's like you already have the no. So what if somebody tells you yes? I mean, it's like, just try.
Thank you so much for telling us about your course of studies and your experiences of what it's like to move to Germany, but also I wish you a lot of good luck with contributing to these fields that you've been mentioning, and that one day you will be able to tell to your 2 years old nephew that you did your best job and that studying in Germany helped you in that. Yes, so thank you once again.
Hopefully, yes, Julia, vielen Dank, and thank you very much for this space and for giving me the opportunity to share my voice.
That's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.leuphana.de, Spotify, and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.